I suppose I better put on the next speaker.
Okay.
Didn't mean to stutter. So. What's happen?
Spend time in UFO, but say.
Yes, I heard all about that from you. I thought it was funny.
I did too.
Live long and prosper. Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, Amal.
And I got it right.
And how is, with only one person or the deep voice left, I don't see how you would fail to get it right. And I noticed that you were very careful in not mentioning Ashtar's name until at the end when he had given you confirmation that it was Ashtar.
Well, just playing it safe, you know.
I think even Cordon could not be that abrupt.
No, that's true. Cordon has been that abrupt, but not quite that bad.
No, and not...
He's been in a very fast hurry with meetings and stuff.
Yes, and not...
He's at least that high.
And not beating you to the question.
Right.
You're ready to answer... You ask one question, and you get the answer for the next question, and possibly the question after that as well.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could do that too if you wanted to, I'm sure, but it gives away all the fun.
Yes, it does take out the entertainment.
All right. Well, here we go. All right. Last week, you mentioned the white light covering Skip prior to learning how to use shields.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is that utilized once you are able to use shields?
It is the root core, the substance that fills the shields.
Okay. And can that be then strengthened throughout, you know, to improve shields?
It is the substance that absorbs the energy once it has penetrated your shield, slows it down so you can move away and repair your shields.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, in other words, it's sort of like a filling.
Correct. It is a little bit like a sponge.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Which is what we were talking before, but I believe before we were coloring it.
Correct.
It wasn't just white, we were using different colors.
White is so much easier to use.
Right. I see. So this is a simplistic form of the foam.
Correct.
Cover. Okay. Got it all. Good. That explained a lot. Alrighty.
He certainly does cut you down to size sometimes.
Yeah, he just... It was like, I asked him the question about the crystals. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
No explanation, just yes.
Yes. Oh, alright. Well, I guess I got that one now already down. Yeah, I mean, us third-dimensional beings can be a little bit slow at times.
Yes.
He kind of wants us to work a little bit hard to make sure we're not that slow.
Correct. I feel that what he does is very good. Of course, he is the overall area commander.
Of course.
And he has his own teaching techniques. And I do think that his forcing you to think and think quickly is very good. I myself do not prefer that teaching method.
I prefer your teaching method by a lot.
With humor.
Yes, I learn a lot quicker with you than I do with him. With him, it's like, pop quiz!
Yes.
Oh, okay. what have we learned this entire week? Well,
It may be useful to get Mark A, or get his body a glass of water, as he appears to have an aquatic life form in his throat.
One frog killer coming right up.
A short pause, a dull interlude, whilst Amal will do a seldom heard thing of sing. I woke up this morning feeling so sick I thought I was dead. Oh yes, I did. I rolled over to my pillow and I threw up all over that.
Here we go.
Yeah, thank you. You just missed a rendition of singing.
I was hearing a little bit of it.
Hydrogen and oxygen, I believe. With flavouring.
No flavouring. Just distilled. So, none of the bleach and chemicals.
No. Yeah, that is why it tastes more pure.
Right.
Okay.
That'd be good for a change.
Yes. Instead of the chlorine and the fluoride they put in your water.
Never did figure that one out.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the heavy stuff now.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you did not ask Ashar. He would have given you a much more detailed explanation.
All right. No, I'd rather just work with this one.
Okay.
All right. Now, since we're working on... I'm working on the Bible a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering about... when I was talking to Ashtar, on the third earth becoming a paradise and app technology. Now, obviously on the timeline that we're looking at, that's probably not going to happen with a paradise, the third dimensional earth. It's probably going to be a hell on earth. Kind of thing. Now, those needing less lessons would probably follow that timeline, though, where it would become a paradise, where those needing more lessons would follow the timeline then going on to that earth as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how I would see it.
That is logical.
Okay, now in the Bible, we're talking about the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this, we're talking about Sananda coming to guide on the third or fifth earth, or third earth, or the sixth earth?
More than likely the sixth earth. It is an area that I do not know very much about. I can speculate. And Sananda would reveal his true self.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come and say, follow me, I will show you the ways, but then I must depart. He would explain his situation, his being, and demonstrate that he is a son of a higher level.
All right. I can't see him doing it down here. It'd be like...
No, he would not do it...
It would be redundant because he's already done that once.
Correct. But he would do it on the sixth earth.
All right, because of the fact that back then in the biblical times, Earth was at the same point that six-dimensional Earth would be when he would come back again.
It would be actually a stage beforehand.
Right, yeah, stage beforehand, right.
You've got to remember what is the number of the people that will start the original gene pool on the higher Earth.
Are we dealing with 144,000?
100,000, actually.
100,000.
144,000 is the term used by the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
It is actually less. But there would be more people coming in the time after. These would be the creators of the new world, much as they were on Sirius. And you really should have talked to Kiri about that. She would be able to give you information, and she's shaking her head saying that she already has enough research to do.
I don't hear her too much. Basically, how do you feel about this, what Ashtar was talking about with Leonides?
I think it is a good thing. Your gene records are pretty clear. You do not have any, I do not wish to use the term defective, but it is the only one that would explain the situation fully.
Right, and you're right. Just a self, monitoring thing, yeah, I would say you're right.
You do not have any brothers or cousins that were genetically deformed at birth.
Right, and then all my my relatives on both sides have had no history of like hair loss or problem with cancer or anything that was caused by anything other than,
All Mark's grandparents were long-lived.
Right, so were mine. Well, this should work out just fine then. All right, let's go over to the good stuff now. We've had enough fun there. Alrighty. Now, we're going on to survival into the 21st century.
Okay.
Which is jumping right up upon us now. So let's go on to the next
level. 4.5 years away.
That's true. Okay. Now, tuning the mind to the extrasensory level.
Mm-hmm.
This would be happening if we were to go ahead and claim our birthright of being created in the image of God, all perfect, all knowing, and all present. Even a portion of that would give us that extrasensory level. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that talking about then working with a higher amount of brain cell usage?
A higher percentage of brain use, yes.
Okay.
But who was the creator of your race?
Assyrians.
A Syrian.
A Syrian, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And who was that Syrian?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just a hobby. That has something to do with time.
Yes, we all have to have hobbies from time to time.
Indeed. All right.
Mine is making brick walls for people to climb over.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one. At least you get one with a ladder once in a while.
No, just a piece of rope.
All right.
Here.
Thank you. I'll use it wisely. All right. Now, the other thing I have is... Okay. When we're talking about extrasensory consciousness or awareness, I'm reading about Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness.
It does not matter. It is the same.
It's the same. Would create,
Jehovah consciousness.
Jehovah consciousness. Yeah. It would create a flood of euphoria that would heal illnesses in your body.
Correct.
Now, is this the same thing that we're talking about here? The extrasensory?
It is more of a revelation of what the body can do. All of a sudden, wow, I can do that.
Right. Now, being, you know, I've talked to Samantha, and, you know, even channeled through Mark, his presence can be felt as just this, this like 10,000 watt light bulb.
Yes. I would push it higher myself, personally.
Okay. But I mean, yeah, you spend more time with it than I ever have.
Yes, in fact, I'm going to a meeting. I will be unavailable next week. I'm going to a meeting on Centauri base to meet with other base commanders. And Ashtar will be there, and then Sananda will be there.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that'll be good for you then. You know, being as you get to talk to the bosses of bosses.
Yes.
But now, how would you, you know, let's call it Sananda consciousness. What is it?
It is state of perfect harmony where not only do you think six-dimensionally, you act and speak and feel and think. And I hate to repeat myself, but thinking six-dimensionally is part of it.
Oh, I see. But now, you're talking acting six-dimensionally, when in actuality, you'd be even higher than that, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, really?
It is six-dimensional behavior and thinking. The fact that it permeates through the higher levels to more and greater extent the higher you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it starts at the sixth.
Correct.
I see. You can achieve it here on third.
What would you do early. If I materialized down there in my true form?
Maybe a cup of tea.
One would be appreciated if I did that.
I'm sure it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right. I mean...
And I am getting close to that point where I will be pure light.
Oh, you will?
Yes, in another 5,000 years or so.
Hmm. Now I remember...
My purple skin will no longer upset people.
I remember when we were talking with Roger, and you were channeling through him at that time, and talking how you were going to be born into a third-dimensional body. And I was going...
That is still a possibility.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking that would be kind of redundant. Well, not that you haven't done it. It's just that why go down a level? I mean,
why did Sananda go down a level or many levels?
Yeah, that's true.
Now I might do it in between my points of higher consciousness before I become pure light, like Corton.
Right. Oh, it's something to contemplate.
It is an option. I might temporarily have my body put into a state of stasis and step out and be reborn for a period of time.
I see. Well, it's kind of a nice place to hang out. I mean, for a third dimensional world, it's got its charms. I wouldn't want to live.
But you have to remember also that Roger did drink, which did muddle his thought process that made it very difficult for me to mesh with him.
That's true. I kind of thought some of that might be a little bit of his overlaying of what was going on.
His desires.
Right. Okay.
even though he was in a trance, his desires were still there because of his muddled state due to alcohol.
Subconscious coming through.
Yes. Remember how I used to debate with him about drink?
Oh, yeah.
At great length. And how harmful it was. Mm-hmm. It was a lubrication, certainly. But it was too much imbibed. A glass of wine does not affect too much. But quite a number of beers will certainly let me enter easier, but it will also have his emotions intertwined with my words and feelings.
Well, it was a tough group to deal with anyway. I don't blame them sometimes. Okay. Now then, dealing with some of the things that are going to be happening coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at earthquakes and other problems within the world
mm-hmm.
as what appears to be an acceleration of the process that is just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And where I've seen in my readings that the end will be a result of many things.
Yes.
And any one could trigger it. In other mm-hmm. words, we're working with depression, energy failure, epidemics, war, famine, earthquakes, ecological disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of each of those individually, but yes. not seeing at one time. What would be the, you know, something so great that it would actually cause it?
It is more of a domino effect. A failure economically here, combined with a crop failure there, can be keys that will cause a country to have internal strife, which in turn would affect external, a domino effect.
Now, I've been thinking about trying to go hiking around through the mountains here and see if I can't find some isolated little cave somewhere for a little hideaway, just in case a problem for me and Mark go split off to. Things got really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think expeditions are fun and entertaining. I used to enjoy them myself.
I mean, you think there'll be a need for such a drastic step, possibly?
When that occurs, everybody will be looking for a similar retreat.
Oh.
It may be useful to have one already planned.
And all stashed away and hidden away just for mm-hmm. in case. Okay, understandable. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you very much. Enjoyable session as always.
As always.
Even though we went from heavy or very heavy to the light entertainment.
Alrighty. Farewell.
Thank you, my adoring fans. Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear them?
Oh, yeah. I think they just saw the edge of you coming in there.
Okay. Right. Now, when I was living on Sirius and I was getting ready to move to Hades base, mm-hmm. right, I had a friend come over and I was all packed and everything and I had everything in the boxes ready to go. And she walked in the door and she said, "Are you moving?" And I looked at her, I said, "No, I just pack everything up but once every week or so, just to see how many boxes it would take."
You really said that? What initiated your move to Hades base anyway? Were you assigned or you just chose?
Actually, I was assigned. It was partly an assignment and partly I wanted a change of scenery.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Tough to leave Sirius, though. It's a beautiful planet.
Oh, it is.
Nice. But, so is Earth in some of its ways, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put her on.
All right. Thank you.
She just kicked me. She told me to stop hogging all the time.
Oh, understandable.
Yes. I remember once Kara came over and I had a trolley that had one flat wheel, and she walked and she goes, "Flat tire." I said, "No, the other one's just swelled up."
Yeah. my love.
Hello. What am I going to do with her?
I don't know.
She's in a wicked mood.
You sure your dad wasn't fooling around with somebody on the side? Your mom wasn't fooling around with someone on the side. And she's related to you by the same father, right?
Yes, she is. There was a time where she was about 6 years old and they tested her. It was debated.
Well, that's good. I was still debating myself.
she was tested and she is 100% of the house Tanaka.
Okay, cool. Okay. How come everybody calls it Tanaxa? And I've always called it Tanaka until lately when I'm going to Tanaxa.
It's a variation on the pronunciation.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. Neither one wrong.
Oh, correct. Yeah, either one.
Okay.
It depends on what accent you're using. If you're using the native accent of the high hills, mm-hmm. which is where the seat is, right?
Right.
It's Tanaxa. But if you use the lowland pronunciation of Tanaka, which is where the family gathers, not the family seat, but the family gathering point.
Well, what's it mean?
It basically means of the hills.
Oh. Okay. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
That's why family's always put in front of it, the family Tanaka. Oh, the family of the hills. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good. Well, that makes sense.
So when you live, when we
gather, Highlanders.
Yeah. you could say that. I suppose I'll have to go and have a kilt made up now, a tartan.
There we go.
There can only be one Highlander. Okay, Shamu and the wee brother tonight, you know, you're coming over to see the bands tonight, lad.
Oh, the wee band, yes.
Aye.
Aye.
It's good job that's in your mind, Beth.
Mm-hmm. And how are we going to deal with our little siblings deciding to make other siblings?
What is necessary is necessary. There is no defectives in my family. I know there are none in yours, so there's nothing really that much to worry about.
Okay. Now, I asked Ashkar all this. And he kind of just, yes. But I was asking about the interbreeding between you, Kiriti, and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yes.
If there's a possibility that it's happened, then he answered the question, yes.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I thought maybe I could ask you for a little bit more definitive answer.
Yes, there was. I have been both your mother and your daughter and your wife.
Wow.
And your sister.
Wow.
Mark has been both your brother, father, son, and so on. And the same, we've all been fathers and sons and daughters and mothers and brothers and sisters. And
well, how did Tia get on Durandan after spending time with us? Or were there all different planets kind of thing?
Different locations.
It wasn't just Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I'm really not fully versed on why Tia decided to go to Durandan.
Well,
or if she'd been there for a time.
Learn cat or something.
It is possible that she was doing bad things to cats and needed to learn what it was like to be of a cat the same.
That makes sense, actually. That's very logical. Okay, I'll go with that. Alrighty. Now then, in reading my researches here, I'm noticing.
But I really don't see, with how much Tia loves and adores cats,
how she could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I say, it could have been, here I am, I'm a healer. At one time, I wasn't.
But one time, you were a geneticist that was creating a race. But anyway, sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No, that's all right. No,
your studies, you were what?
Oh, in my studies, I was seeing that chromosome damage due to high caffeine is similar to what's done with LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how should we cut down a little bit on what we're drinking? Caffeine wise, around here?
Mm.
We go through a lot of caffeine.
I'll let you into a little bit of bad news on Mark's part.
Mm.
Right? He's had taken away from him. Hello. He's had taken away from him several things that he enjoys.
Right.
He loves bell peppers. He loves tomatoes. He's had them taken away.
Take away his tea and we might and well.
Coffee he's supposed to cut down. And chocolate. So why take away something that he enjoys?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same for you.
But I mean, chromosome damage for us. I mean, good God, we're not really planning on having too many kids down here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids have all been raised up on Hades base, so any yes. chromosome damage is
But at least not one child each, please.
Down here, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm working on it. I worked on the other night. Now, unloving thoughts. No, they're harmful to the psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does this happen to our spiritual selves?
Because it is like a cut.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. So it's like bleeding.
Correct. If you don't have another one, it heals. But if you have another one of a similar thought, before it has a chance to heal,
right.
It enlarges the cut.
So there's some people who are terminal.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember, life is a terminal experience.
That's true. But what about the fact that our cells rejuvenate themselves between 1 and 7 years? Doesn't that make us immortal? I mean, why is our outside influences so much devastating that we finally can't keep up anymore?
It's not so much that. It's that the program starts to break down.
Why?
Environmental factors, the sun being one.
Radiation.
Mm-hmm. So on. There's many different factors.
So they would replenish themselves were they not just outnumbered by the different environmental factors right. against them. Now, as you remember, back when I was studying my white witchcraft and magical abilities and all mm-hmm. that, I attacked it with a certain ferocity, whichever.
Ferociousness. Highlander.
I was wondering... I need to...
It's the quick thing!
I want to recover that in my studies now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really remember how it was I went at it before. I just knew that
it was a challenge.
All-consuming.
It was a challenge.
Yeah.
I challenged you. I challenged you.
I see. So to make it a challenge again.
Mm-hmm. And I'm challenging you.
To do what?
To learn as much as possible.
Okay.
To be like a sponge. To suck up knowledge. Now, how much is there left on the tape? It should be about 10 minutes.
No, it should have been more than that, actually. If I've got this right.
Look at the either, eyes on the bottom.
We got 10 minutes and we got tons of time.
Let's assume we've got 10 minutes and let's put carry on.
Okay. Yeah, I don't assume it's 10 minutes. I don't know.
And I can always come back in if it's tons of time.
All right.
See you later, dear.
Bye, then.
Highlander. Hey, I'm the Highlander. What am I saying?
You are the Highlander. Hi, my love.
Here's something interesting that I learned today.
Oh, what's that?
Do you know where lesbian in your language comes from?
Yeah, lesbos, which is from the Greek, which stands for an island that mm-hmm. Ulysses found on his travel, which mm-hmm. was inhabited strictly by women who loved each other.
Mm-hmm. Lesbos.
Right.
Yes, fun fact, I only learned that today.
Huh. She just asked me.
No, ask Kiri.
Oh, good.
Auntie Kiri.
Right.
Auntie Lesbos.
Dolphins had a lot to do with Ulysses, actually, too.
Mm-hmm. Brave Ulysses. Yes. The tale of Brave Ulysses.
Good song.
Mm.
Okay, I was talking to Kara there about unloving thoughts being harmful to the psyche.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're the expert on dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Have dolphins ever have or ever demonstrated unloving thoughts?
Yes, but they won't be caught doing it.
Well, then how'd you catch it?
I've got so friendly with them that I know some of their history.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. And you've never heard of a third-dimensional air dolphin harming a human, have you?
Not a single one.
They just don't get caught.
So these are relatively few occurrences, and those do happen become epic in proportion.
Yes. Yes, they're suppressed and hidden from humans. In fact, there was one of the dolphins was telling me that it heard a story of a dolphin actually killing the human diver.
I've heard that too, but it was the way I heard it was that it was protecting him from sharks, but it just got in the way or something.
It was a little bit more complicated than that. And what they did was, they manipulated it to make it look like he was attacked by sharks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They all, the dolphins in the area, manipulated everything to cover it up.
Must have really pissed these dolphins off, that's all I can think of.
Hey, it happens. Yeah, if the dolphin has good reason.
Oh, damn, we give dolphins enough reasons every single day of our lives.
But you have to remember that for a dolphin to have good reason, it has to be a very, very good reason.
Yeah, what about getting netted in exchange for trying to scarf up a few tuna?
Well, let's not discuss that.
Yeah.
So it gets me upset, too.
It gets me really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But, in that case, I couldn't blame the dolphins for anything they've ever done. It'd be a lot less than you've ever done to them.
Oh, certainly.
They're every right to, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
But you see, they have a higher consciousness because they are loving.
Well, I think also is that they not only have a higher consciousness, but they have a higher responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones with the reputation of being, love and purity and mm-hmm. light and everything.
Yeah, and never hurting humans.
Right. So they've got a big...
It'll do the humans now.
They got a higher calling, though, so mm-hmm. they ought to cover it up.
Yes.
It's just for good. PR sake.
Mm-hmm. Of course. PR is very important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I was just thinking, reasoning it out, because it would be great to be able to emulate something
mm-hmm.
that is always in loving harmony with mm-hmm. its environment.
Are you coming up tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, I had an enjoyable afternoon.
Now, what'd you do?
Well, I was working down at the Lake Dolphin area.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody around.
Yeah.
And there I am in my swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out of the water and I'm bending over. I'm washing my flippers off and my face mask and my mouth tank. Mm-hmm. And somebody starts rubbing their hand up my crotch.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this?
Team.
Oh. Hey, is the picture I got of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's it doing in the chair, though?
Well, it's next to the chair, actually. I could get a thing for it.
Yeah. That's why I want to know if you're coming over tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's in the next room. And according to Kiri, she should be getting out in about 20 minutes, and then she's got another channeling session an hour after that. So we're going to use the room next door.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wednesday night's a busy night. Now, you had a question for me.
Yes.
No, you did? Okay.
About the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to have to race back to the apartment.
Okay. Where am I going to meet you at?
I'll be back at the apartment in about an hour.
Okay. I'm going to have
a couple of tea. Now, make that 2 hours.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hello, dude.
You're dead.
Almost finished.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I wish. How come I keep finding pictures of all my girls, and Mark can't find a single
because
one?
Because he's a damn perfectionist.
Oh, what the hell? It's no imagination.
He's a perfectionist. When it comes to portraits and stuff, they've got to look just so.
Well, unless he learns how to paint real soon. I don't see how he's going to get one of you girls.
Yeah, true. Yep. That bikini bottom of hers was wedged nicely.
One of yours designed, isn't
it? Yes, it was.
Well, that's just professional.
No, it wasn't intended criticism. To wedge like that.
Oh, so you have to redesign it, huh?
Mm-hmm, maybe. Next design. And I've got my summer designs out.
Oh, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to talk to Leanna about them.
I'll work on getting her here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't promise me. She's getting pretty close to her turn.
Yeah, September, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And